Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Hose. I'm your host, Keoy, and with me I have four special guests with me. Each of these are either committee heads for Hoʻike or teachers for Hoʻike, so I'll let them introduce themselves with their name, your major, what year you are, where you're from, and why you chose OSU.
Oh, that's a lot.
Starting with Bree.
Okay, I'm Bree. I'm a marketing major, I'm a senior.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Maui. Maui represent. And why I chose OSU? Probably biggest financial aid and scholarship package, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm. Kia Laula.
Oh, hello. My name is Kia Laula. I am majoring in biology and minoring in horticulture. I am a second year, and I am from Kapolei. No, I'm from Wamanalo, but I live Kapolei. But what was the last question?
Why did you choose OSU?
It's so different.
Oh, I chose OSU because it gave me the best wooey, and that's the only reason why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Valid. So valid.
Yeah. I'm Nahe. I'm a third year studying animal sciences with the option of pre-vet. Why I chose where I'm from. I'm from Aia, and I chose OSU because I had family and friends here, and it's cheaper than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Valid. Hi, I'm Trisha. I'm also in my third year. I'm studying public health on a pre-nursing track, and I'm from Sacramento, California. And I chose OSU because it's kind of far from home and it was cheaper compared to other schools.
Mm-hmm. So this is our first episode back from spring break and our first episode of the spring term. So how was everybody's spring break? What did you guys do? How was it just having a weekend or a week off of school? I'm gonna go down the line. Start with you, Trisha.
I went back to California. A few times. I was back and forth for a little bit. So the first part of the week, we went to Fresno, California. Nothing there. But that's where my boyfriend's family's from. And then second part, I went back because I had to go visit my bunnies. Oh. I have some bunnies. Shayna was babysitting my bunnies. And then I went to Sacramento. And it was fun.
I was the airport chauffeur, so I was doing a lot of driving, went snowboarding, took her to her first time, did more snowboarding, and then went to stay at an Airbnb with a big group of people in Washington, and then snowboarding again, and that's all I did.
I was with Nahe for most of the spring break. I worked the first 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, and then we went to Washington. The house was super nice. I'm very surprised.
It was huge. Yeah. It was huge.
With 19 of us, we were all in one house.
Mm-hmm.
In Trout Lake, where there's nothing.
Hella food. Hella food. Too much food.
Yeah. But yeah, I went snowboarding for the first time. And I ate the mountain. She was gone because I ate it all the way down. And then I went again on Thursday. Definitely bruised my rib.
Ooh.
So
I was shredding that.
While I was
professional.
I said, this is your bunny hill. Okay, guys, let's go on the blues.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was an experience.
You got better, though.
Yeah, it was better the second time for sure. Yeah,
I getting off the lift. People. She got off the lift.
I
good.
I got off the lift good two times.
The first time she got off the lift ever, she took me out.
My bad. But we survived. We made it
That's
back.
All that
we made it back. Yeah, that was my big concern.
I really hope they can't hear me swallowing.
Ooh.
My spring break, I stayed back at school and just lived in my dorm and worked at the library. Support Valley Library, OSU, thank you. But other than that though, I tried the Aloha 808 Grill and tried their food. It was pretty good. Ate a macaroni salad. Too good. Other than that though, I just pretty much worked spring break, so I made bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got my money. I also got a raise.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Lead.
Yo, lead student.
I did nothing for spring break. I also stayed in Corvallis. Yeah. I read a lot. I have a long list of books.
How's the thunderstorm and the lightning strike on campus?
God. Yeah, what the fuck? Oh. I was on FaceTime with my mom, and then it was random. No, I was like jamming, talking to my mom, and then I hear the thunder, and then the power goes out for like a second, and then I don't have Wi-Fi at my place. Oh. I went. Are you kidding me?
Of course, when you're stuck at home.
Yeah, I went when I have nothing else to do but endlessly scroll on social media, and they want to take away my privileges.
Yeah, yeah, so you need a break.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, I just ate it too. No, because okay. So during the thunderstorm. Sorry.
Wait,
sorry.
What?
During the thunderstorm, I almost ate it.
How?
Oh, because, yeah.
I don't know, flashbacks are frightening.
But I was on the treadmill and I was sprinting, by the way. I was doing, okay, the treadmill was at 6.5 miles per hour or something like that.
I can
imagine.
But
I was in like the last 5 minutes. Like, I was like. And then as soon as that happened, I was sprinting. And then all I saw was like the flash and then the boom and then the lights went out. And then like I was like. Yeah. So, like, I almost ate it. I almost like ate. Crap.
Oh, because it turned off.
Yeah, because it turned off.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So since it turned off,
they should be sat together. Yeah.
So then I almost like ate it in front of a guy that was right next to me.
Oh,
ooh. It was pretty fun.
I felt that.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
I was heaving though, but like, you know.
Had to take a second to think about what just happened.
It's crazy because we just got that text and we're like, oh damn.
Yeah. While we were in Washington.
We were already in Washington when we got the text.
Must be nice.
It was dumping rain though on the way up.
Yeah.
I put on new windshield wipers, day of.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because if not, I'd be like,
you gotta be able to see.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, sorry, Kiwi, we're gonna go in the right lane now.
We're gonna go slow. But this past weekend was also Merry Monarch. So for those of you who don't know what Merry Monarch is, it's a hula competition that happens from a Thursday to a Saturday night. And it's for the best of the best halal within Hawaii or also here on the mainland who compete. There is a soloist competition for wahine for women that happens on Thursday night. And then we have kahiko competition on Friday night, which is our more traditional style of dance. And then awana is contemporary, more modern style of dance to what you would listen to regular Hawaiian music. And that is on Saturday night. So did you folks watch?
Yes,
the competition?
I did.
We kind of watched it together.
Kind of.
If we didn't fall asleep. I fell asleep.
I was out. I was like, okay, I'm going to go home at like 11. Because I was like.
What did you guys think?
Well, I love Miss Aloha Hula. Honestly, I just like the kahiko, if anything. It was good.
I think that's the most exciting because it's most like, there's a lot of variety.
Like Mark's one?
Oh, he ate it up.
Yeah, he ate that one up.
He ate it up. What do you think?
Well, like half the time, I was just like,
and just holy crap!
I mean, the ones I did watch, I was like, I just tried to look out for my kumu's halal, and then after that, I just tuned out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it was. Merry Monarch always happens relatively close to when Hoʻike is happening. Mm-hmm. So I know for me, like, it's good to kind of compare. I mean, I know the standards for us but it's like the hope and the vision for like everyone dancing as a unit together on stage fully with their costumes and their lays and adornments. Like, that's my hope for Merry Monarch. I mean, for Hoʻike is to have the same like feeling that Merry Monarch.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Merry Monarch kind of gets us in that mode.
It does. We're inspired after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for the people who watch.
But how has Hoʻike prep been since you two are committee heads and then you two are teachers? How has this journey been so far? Is it what you expected? Has there been any surprises?
Many surprises.
Anybody can
Oh, well, for my surprise, I got dropped by one of the nurseries that we were trying to reach out for floral decorations. So it was pretty humbling, but it also like taught me how to communicate and like talk to a whole bunch of other people, like reaching out, phone calls. And since it's like a lot of local businesses, I'm more comfortable in like speaking the way that I can to them. So like, I was asking like one of the aunties on the phone, I was like, oh, do you think you can like find like any other places or like any other recommendations? And she was like, you should like hit up like the florists, because florists are the one that do the cuttings anyways. So it's like more connections from that. But yeah, it just sucked that one of them dropped us. But again, it is for our Huike this year though, it's before Mary Monarch, and then we're in the middle, and then after that's Mother's Day. So like a lot of the tropical plants that we're looking for is probably going to be used up because of that, but hopefully donations and someone comes through and we can buy from them. But yeah, that's my end.
I'm co-head for kitchen, and it's been rough. If we're being honest, we just changed our menu. We changed one thing from our menu, and we have to figure out our poi situation to make sure that we're getting our poi good, like making sure it's good and she stays the way she needs to be. But everything's a little bit more expensive this year. You know, everything goes up every year.
We want quality.
Yeah, quality.
Dinner.
Yeah, making sure you guys eat good.
Yeah.
Thank you, shitty ass food, but you know, just saying. It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's been rough in the kitchen, but you know, we're almost there.
Yeah, you just have to think in the end, it'll all come together. That's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah,
we have to all fake it.
Yeah,
fake it till we
make it. It's a mindset.
Yeah. And then you two, as teachers?
Right now, it's going a lot better than from the start, if I'm being honest. The start was very rough. I don't know, it's like, of course, this is my first time teaching, so it's definitely like big on character development for myself. But I also feel like the dancer-teacher relationship is a two-way street, and I feel like a lot of dancers don't see that or comprehend that, so they kind of just think they can just do whatever. Then you're sitting there as a teacher like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do? And like come about it respectfully rather than being like, what the heck are you doing? But I feel like after like the first month of rehearsals, at least right before spring break, it started to like clean up. The dances were finished. Now everyone was fucking around in practice. So like we're actually being able to like get stuff done. Now, the only problem that I'm running into is costumes. Making sure we get that done. But I mean, other than that, my dances right now are pretty much like good to go. It's just gotta work on the face and smiling. But other than that, like I feel like both of my practices, we don't need to be there for like the full hour.
Yeah.
I need the full hour.
That's okay.
But, like Nahe, it was really rough in the beginning. And I think also, too, there's a disconnect because it isn't hula that I'm teaching. It's Tahitian. And I don't think people, just because they think it's faster, they get, think it's easier. But other than that, like, I'm satisfied with my dances. Like, I was able to work with the songs that I was given. But it makes me, like, more excited for next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I now know how to, like, handle certain situations. And, yeah, navigate. But other than that, I think it's fine. Students or the dancers, not including the teachers and other people, but it's rough sometimes, communication-wise, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. But it's better, though.
I think it's definitely hard in the beginning because we're all roughly around the same age. Whereas if you're in a halal or, like, any other school-organized hula whatever event, the person who's in charge is a lot older than you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So already there's that established respect just by age.
Yeah.
Whereas us, also we're just volunteers, pretty much. None of us are getting paid for 40K. So I don't think they completely understand that, that we're giving up our time for them. And I think some of them do understand, the ones that we were already friends with or that we knew before Ho'ike. But then again, it's hard to break, to separate the line between being a friend and then
being
cool. Your teacher now.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding balance. And once you like have experience, you kind of know how to find it better and faster the next year.
I think too, this year there's a lot of people who haven't.
Yeah, there's a lot of new people this year.
And also people who haven't been exposed to the culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than like friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also like why they think, oh, it's just a fun time to meet with friends and be like serious.
Yeah. A lot of them don't realize like this is like a fast-paced thing. Like you think you have so much time to prepare, but really you're gonna blink and guess what? Hoiki is in 2 weeks, 3-ish weeks.
Yeah. Because we definitely, as like people who are in charge of specific things and have deadlines that we need to meet, I think we do a pretty good job at keeping it behind the scenes within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize what needs to be done. Yeah. And there's still a lot that needs to be done, even if it's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, if you're a dancer, please help us out.
Please.
But, please. Like, I'm looking forward to the day of the show, honestly, because that's the most fun when you're behind the scenes, or even during dress rehearsals. Like, kind of the chaos is fun sometimes.
Oh, the adrenaline rush.
The adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I just can't wait for that.
Yeah, and, like, seeing the vision finally come to life, I know will be the most rewarding.
Oh, yeah. The decorations.
It's just like a sigh of relief, and like the weight is lifted off of your shoulder.
Like everything just.
You can finally just be like,
breathe.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else that you folks are like looking forward to about Ho'ike? Like, it doesn't have to be the day of the show, but even just like in the coming weeks.
Dress rehearsal. I feel like that's like your little sneak peek of like the show, which is like, like you get that adrenaline rush, like yes, it's coming. Mm-hmm. This is gonna be so. Because even as a dancer, I always look forward to dress rehearsal because it feels like you're doing it, like the real deal. And I don't know, rehearsals are fun. Like, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing like the show.
We're at that point where rehearsals are kind of just getting repetitive. And just like,
well,
you know the dance, it looks pretty good. Like, I'm ready to
just
perform already. Both of my dances.
But like when we're practicing in the sec this past weekend, it's just like, because it's orange and black day, so like there's just families all over. People are just pulling out the phones like, oh, here, look. And I was like, no, $5, $5, $5.
Say no free show.
that was pretty fun to see, but I'm like, I'm ready for it because not only am I a dancer, but like I'm also someone who's in charge of something. So it's like I have to put in the extra work for everything. Mm-hmm. But like I know the decorations are gonna come out once I start making them. But be good though. It'll be good.
I think it'll be a good show. We've had a lot of curveballs thrown at us this year, this time around. Like from the very beginning.
Yeah. From the get go.
From the get go. Before we even started. But I think we've been very flexible. So thank you, everybody. Yeah.
We adapt pretty
thank
well, I have to say.
Who has, helped me. Because I needed help.
No worries. No worries.
But I think this is not only a journey for your dancers, but also us as leaders. So I know a lot of you have talked about like how things that you realize to help better your dances or help establish that relationship with your students, but how have you seen growth within yourself? And by the end of the show, how do you hope that you would have changed or realized?
You guys want me to go first?
I don't care.
Everyone wants to go first.
Well, I feel like as like a individual, I've been tested this entire process with like my patience. And I feel like I can say that I've been able to keep my composure until it's like I'm repetitive in the same span of an hour. And it's like, To the point where like I've had to sit down and talk with them outside of rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like I'm able to not let my emotions, even in my personal life, affect the way I teach. And also, I don't even know how to explain that. I feel like I'm grown as like a teacher, but like, because before, like, I was very much a, like, just do it.
Why are you not doing that?
It's not how you do it. Like,
you have to step into their world,
yeah, I know,
as a teacher and be like, okay, where are they coming from? Yeah. What's going on in their mind?
So like now I'm able to like, okay, let me break it down in my head and let's do it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
No, that's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
You wanna go?
We're gonna be as like being the vice president of Hui.
I don't know. I would also say patience, but also learning how to work under pressure. Because there's always just, I don't know, I feel like even though we're, you know, 3.5-ish weeks out, we still have so much things we gotta do for kitchen, and it's like, I'm getting mad at myself, because I'm like, girl, why are you not doing this beforehand? Mm-hmm. But I think I just need to take a little breather. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I think I've grown, know how to communicate with people. I have my little kitchen committee, so running that is kind of fun, and with my co-head, Faith. Mm-hmm. Also learning how to work with someone else and not being like, I got to do everything and then give her like a little stuff to do, but actually like splitting the work evenly, because I will not be in the kitchen because I'm dancing. So making sure that all the information I'm getting gets to her and then gets to our whole committee, because we don't want what happened last year to happen this year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But you know, we can only do so much. So I think honestly just working as a team.
Yeah.
Working with other people at mm-hmm. all different stages of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the same with me and with Bree is that I also have a co-president. So it's me and Macy. And so we're for decorations, but our plan for a lot of it is like, I know for decorations, it's mainly the week of everything that we want everything prepped for. Because a lot of it is also donation based, so like a lot of our floral decorations won't come in until we see what we get, and that's like a big communication block for me because I'm not used to communicating often. So like I've learned that over time, I've just said like, we just go, we'll just go ahead and do it, because if I don't do it now, I won't get it done. So in a way, it's like it gets me out of my comfort zone a lot, and I know that communication sometimes isn't well with me, but mm-hmm. I've learned to overcome it with just like communicating with like Macy, and then communicating with my group, and then communicating with like a lot of emails. And I'm very surprised. I've written a lot of emails to the nurseries, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got a response. Oh, you got dropped. Oh,
no.
Very humbly. Yeah, I'll say, oh, okay, thank you, next year. But I'm glad that I got to do this, because it teaches me how to communicate, especially mm-hmm. as like we're getting older, like communication is really big. And although there is texting, people like emailing. Yeah. Like they love emails. And I'm like, I don't
like emails.
I don't read emails, guys. But it's a really interesting skill that I'm glad I was able to learn from and mm-hmm. obtain.
For sure.
For me, I think it has to be like the growth in my choreography, because little fun fact, she was a little late to the teachers. So I didn't have things set literally until the day before showcase. Yeah. So I didn't
Pretty
really.
Close.
She was there almost to the deadline.
Not that it was your fault either.
No. Yeah. Hands up. Yeah. Not me. But and I think too, I felt like I had to like step into someone's shoes mm-hmm. because of like stuff. So like I was nervous, but knowing like now, especially like my baby Otea, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. And like I'm very happy with it. So it's like I never taught Tahitian, but I was always a student. So I think that's why I kind of forgot when I became a teacher. Doing Tijan and all this stuff is like, oh, like you said, it's not gonna click right away.
Yeah, the change from dancer to teacher is like,
yeah, but I think that's why I'm a little proud of.
I have definitely learned a lot about on this journey. I learned a lot about myself and how I like to work, and also a lot about the people that I'm working with. Starting with the logistics side, the main thing that I knew going into it was that I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
That's why we have committees, or else I would have to do it by myself.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think I've put a lot of trust into my heads, into you guys, and all of the other heads who are helping with this. And I think you've all done a very good job so far.
So far.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens.
We'll see week up. We'll see week up.
That's really the test for if everything's going to come together. But I think it will, judging by what I know so far. Mm-hmm. So I've learned to, you know, not just put it all on myself.
Yeah.
We're here to help, girl.
Yeah.
We're here to help.
Thank you. Thank God. And then as far as like being a teacher, patience is very important.
It's real.
Sometimes you just have to sit back and be like, hey, your best is your best. And that's all I can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
I have very high expectations for myself as a teacher and as a dancer, and that doesn't mean that everybody has to meet that expectation.
Yes.
That's just for myself.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's like, as long as you show up, that's the main thing. So please show up.
Don't lose your costume.
But also, like, don't sweat the small stuff. Because for me, with everything that's going on with this, like, that's going to stress me out. So I learned to, like, just let it go. It's okay. But also a lot of responsibilities on our teachers as well. So thank you for taking on the other dancers, or else I'll have to teach 20 dances and that'll be too much. But yeah, we're kind of approaching the end of our episode today. But before we go, what is quickly one piece of advice that you would give to a first year here at OSU, or somebody like about to start their first year, something that you wish you knew, anything? Yeah. Very quickly.
Bree.
I'd say find your people. They might change a lot, but I don't know. I liked OSU, and I think you'll find your people here.
Mine is know your resources, because OSU has a lot, and you won't realize it until later on into like your journey as a college student, because I've learned so much resources, such as like the Basic Needs Center, and I've actually gone there, and I didn't have to pay for an $80 book that I didn't even use in the class, so I love that.
Yes.
Then books are expensive, guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One thing that I wish I knew coming into OSU is probably start thinking about who you're gonna live with and where you're gonna live the next year. Cause you probably don't start thinking about that till like winter term. And by then, it's too late.
Yeah.
So definitely come into OSU thinking about like, I gotta meet my people now, and I gotta figure out where I'm gonna live.
I think for me is, there's not like a particular path you have to take in college. Like it doesn't have to look the same to everyone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, this brings us to the end of our episode today. Just a reminder, Ho'ike is on April 27th, so approaching us in a few weeks. And thank you all for joining me today, and thank you for watching and listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.